Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
50th anniversary of the greatest draft in American sports history. There's a big old hole. That's pretty much inarguable, isn't it, Paul? I mean, Swan, Lambert, Stallworth, Webster. And I was looking up other guys from that draft, like Jimmy Allen is a guy they drafted, the late Jimmy Allen. He played here and got a couple Super Bowl rings. He finished his career with 31 interceptions in the NFL. That's not a small total for a guy.
Especially in that era.
Not a small total. And then they brought in a bunch of undrafted free agents that year because the NFL players were on strike, and one of them happened to be Donnie Shell.
Right.
And the question I always have is, how in the world, when 470 players got drafted, 17 rounds, did nobody take Donnie Shell? Was that a Bill Nunn discovery?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
man, did I love. I was reading somebody, I've been going back and looking at this draft, and I did a story for the Post-Gazette on it. And I can't remember who it was, but one of the guys who got drafted that year said when Donnie Shell came in, nobody knew who he was, but you could hear his hits across Latrobe. You just heard it. You would hear a hit and someone would say, that's Donnie. That's Donnie Shell.
I mean, if you really think about it, back in the day, way back in the day, they drafted, like you said, so many players. Even though Donnie Shell was sort of, you know, from a smaller school or whatever.
Yeah.
You would think somebody would have.
They found everybody still. Yeah. I talked to a guy from Simpson College that the Steelers
drafted. That's what
drafted.
I mean. And the thing is, South Carolina State, I have to believe that they had to. What conference were they in back in? It had to be in like the SWAC or the, you know what I mean? One of those conferences like that, right? I mean.
It's unreal.
Somebody. Somewhere, nobody saw this guy, and how many? What'd you say? 470 guys.
472, I think.
Well, that answers 472. That answers our question. Yet my question yesterday, that I asked you, which was, what do you think is the lowest drafted guy that became a Hall of Famer? Well, he wasn't even drafted.
Right. There have been some others, though. Remember, I read those guys off to you. There have been some unbelievable undrafted players who made the
technically,
Hall of Fame.
Technically, he was picked like 500th. You know what I'm saying?
At the earliest, yes, sure.
I mean,
let me get a hockey rant out of the way before we continue this, because I promised it, and then we'll get back to the draft. And I want to ask you, because one of the things about that is, 1974 draft was held in Manhattan with no television. So I'm going to ask you some stuff about just the crazed sort of viewership and analysis of the draft every year. But first, I can't watch the Washington Capitals without getting angry. This is one of the worst playoff teams I've ever seen. Come on. What were they? Minus what?
The Capitals?
They had a
minus 37.
Yeah. They had a worse plus minus than Eric Carlson in Ottawa. What were they? Minus 37, you said? Yeah, that's exactly it. They stunk down the stretch. They finished with 91 points, and here they are in the playoffs, all because the Penguins decided to quit against them in a home game at the trade deadline.
Right.
And lost 6-0.
Again, we keep going on. We keep talking about it.
I can't watch them.
I know. I
they're not going to win a game.
last night, our good friend Dan Kongerski tweeted out, oh, you know, the Rangers must be so happy that they must have sent presents to Boston for laying down and allowing the Capitals to get in the playoffs because they don't have to play the Penguins.
Well, it is a better matchup. I don't think anybody was quaking in their boots over the Penguins, but I'd rather be playing this cast of people than Sid and those guys.
To which I replied, if they want to send gifts to anybody, they should send it to the Penguins for pouting for 10 games after Jake Guentzel. After Jake Guentzel got traded.
Because
those 10 games had a hell of a lot more to do with why the Penguins weren't in the playoffs than, you know, Washington beating Boston in the last week of
the season. You're right.
I mean.
And then the head coach had the nerve to go up there at the end of the year. And instead of saying this was unacceptable, we barely missed the playoffs last year. We went out and spent a ton of money. We made the biggest move of the entire offseason by bringing in Erik Karlsson, and we were healthy, and we didn't even make the playoffs. We're supposed to be built for runs here. We didn't even make it. This is unacceptable. Instead, he got up there and lauded these players as men of great character and, you know, to be admired. What? Yeah. They basically quit around the trade deadline.
Well, again, that's the biggest problem. That 10-game stretch. I mean, Joe, we always point to that 6-0 disaster against the Capitals.
Yeah.
But there were some beauties right after that as well.
Oh, and before, but especially after. But that night in particular, because it was the Capitals and because word leaked that night that Guentzel would be traded, and because Chris Letang, after the game, and to his credit, by the way, told the whole world that we didn't show up. We had no passion, no energy. That is a hell of an admission to make in what was a desperate game for a team in the playoff race. And I'm just sick watching these Capitals.
They're bad, but they shouldn't be in the playoffs.
Right.
But it's the Penguins' fault. You understand that? I can't stress enough. There's nobody to blame but the Penguins.
I know.
And by the way, did you happen to watch any of the Colorado-Winnipeg game?
A little bit, and that has been an entertaining series.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to say something that I say once a year and everyone is shocked when I say it. I watch the NHL playoffs 10 times out of 10 over NBA playoffs.
What?
Yes. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Doesn't it look, too, like these teams are playing a different sport than the Penguins?
It's unbelievable. Listen, I mean, I'll watch NBA playoff games, and I love the NBA. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I'll watch NBA playoff games, too. But if I have to choose, like if there's a good Stanley Cup playoff game on, or a good playoff NBA game, I watch the Stanley Cup every single time. That game last night, it seemed like the Penguins of 2016 and 17. Both teams were the Penguins of 2015 and 16.
Stuff.
Oh, my
it
goodness.
Is.
They just, it was chance after chance after chance.
I go home, and I bet you would agree with this, and I don't know if you would, City Limits. And feel free to pipe up at any time, City Limits. You're free to take shots here. You're part of the offense.
Well, we'll do.
Let's get you the ball and take a shot. Take a charge. This is the best time of the sports year. I can't wait to go home tonight. I bought a new couch for the man cave. I really didn't buy it for me. My daughter and her friends like to hang out. I like it when they're at our house instead of her at other people's houses. So, the couch now is the main attraction. Everybody can sit down there, her and all her friends.
It's like that 70s show.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Down in the basement couch.
But they're not there a lot. So it's my couch. So I can't wait, Paul, to get home tonight. I'm going to watch the Pirates. I'm going to watch Boston, Toronto, and root for the Leafs because I hate the Bruins. Then I'm going to watch the late game, which I think will be Connor McDavid. Okay, I'll have that maybe on the phone. I got the phone, the computer, and the television going. Who's ever the biggest game, in my opinion, gets the TV. And tonight, I think that might be the Pirates. But I also have Heat, Celtics, and Pelicans against Oklahoma City. All night. I'm going to start at 6:30. I'm going to be up till 2 o'clock watching this stuff.
You got Edmonton and the Kings?
Yes. And Is this the best time of the sports year?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. And I'll tell you what I like about it. As you said, if one game isn't good, or one game gets a little uninteresting, man, you turn it. There's like five other options. There's like five other options that you have that you're able to watch, you know?
It's unreal. And now I'm drinking these new little coconut waters. You drink those, Paul? Sometimes they're flavored,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Put a little lime in there, limits. Get a little crackers with cheese. I tempt my dog, Bailey. My dog, Bailey, no matter where he is, he could be in Chicago. And if he hears me say, Bailey, cheese, just like that, he'll come flying into the room. And then I lure him downstairs, and he sits with me on the couch eating cheese, watching sports.
He's probably your best little buddy, right?
He is.
That's the beauty of a dog, is that you're and when you're watching TV and your dog's just laying on your lap or whatever, there's nothing better than that.
He likes Golden State too, just like me.
What time does the Paul Skeens game start?
And that
noon.
So you can actually get started at noon, Joe.
I never asked that in the six pack. Yeah, is that on TV here?
It's on TV, I think.
It's on, yeah, the free game of the day for MILB TV.
Yeah.
We get that here?
We will, yeah. I'll pull it up on the computer.
This is gigantic. And then, limits.
And then, if you really, like, when you get home, there's actually a couple of baseball games that start at 3:45. You could actually start watching sports at 3:45 when you get home.
Let me ask you this, and I got a couple of things now that have been raised in my mind. I, other than the Pirates, over the course of my lifetime, have become less and less of a baseball fan to the point where, unless it's a playoff game, I don't remember the last time I sat down and watched a baseball game beginning to end. Other than the Pirates, you do you watch baseball?
I do. I like watching. Now, here's the thing I don't like watching. I hate Yankees Red Sox just because it's on too much. But if there's a good baseball game on, if there's a good pitcher, or you know, if the Dodgers are on, I'll watch, because obviously you get a chance to watch Ohtani. I'll watch baseball. It's funny, baseball and hockey are the two sports that I really like to watch.
Man, you give me Knicks Sixers Game 3 with all the drama that's going on there.
Embiid
guaranteeing
too.
A win and all that.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm way into that.
Right.
I love the drama of these playoff series. And in the NHL, it's the same thing. There's nothing like a 7-game series where the hatred builds and you got all these storylines going on. And that leads to my other question, Paul. Are you with me that every sport that I can think of, college football, college basketball, NHL, NBA, baseball might be an exception, and the NFL, that the playoff tournament, whatever it is, gets worse and less interesting as it goes along? In other words, these NHL playoffs, right now it's the best they're going to be because everybody's fresh, nobody's banged up, you got great matchups right off the get-go here. NBA. This is great stuff right at the beginning, right off the bat. NFL, you have wild card weekend. NCAA tournament, you have Thursday and Friday, then and the weekend of that first group of games. And then college football sucks at the end. You got to wait like a month. I don't even care who's in the final game.
I think college football is the worst. For what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think college basketball, what's amazing is it gets a lot less interesting as you go forward.
That's what I'm saying.
I disagree about the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think it's tremendous all the way through. The only difference
The only thing is, Paul, by the time the finals come, I'm on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, I agree with that. But my point, and I would agree with this, that you know, you only have one series, obviously, in the final. You only have one series, so you have to wait a day. You know, the NBA finals is the worst. Where they try and, you know, they Monday, Wednesday, you know what I mean?
Those guys get like 3 days off.
Yeah, they're trying to get the prime time as best they can. So it's like Sunday, Wednesday, Friday or something. So Monday, Tuesday, there's nothing. Thursday, there's nothing. Saturday, there's nothing. You know what I mean? That's the worst. But in general, I think that you're right from the standpoint of the early parts of playoffs and playoff series. Football, I'd say my favorite sports day of the year probably is Conference Championship Sunday.
Yeah. It is a great day.
I mean, it's like you know, 3 o'clock, or usually it's a 3 o'clock game, and a 6 o'clock game is usually what it is. So 2:30, you know, you start cooking whatever it is that you're going to eat. You get all your pops together. 3 o'clock, boom, you're in front of the TV and you're there till like 9:30 watching football.
It's a great day.
It's a great day.
But you get six. You get six that wild card weekend, including now we get Monday night. But they're going to have games every night of the week. They are. What were we talking about? I don't remember.
Well, they're having a Friday night game to begin the season in what, Brazil?
Yeah, that's
right. Green Bay's playing against Philadelphia.
Ron never liked Friday night football, Paul, in the NFL. He said that's for high schools. My point was, if you're inclined to go to your local high school game, you're going to go anyway.
Right, right.
I love Friday night football the NFL.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't mind. Listen, here's I will say this about the NFL. I'm old school, so I sort of really enjoyed it when it was just Thursday night, Sunday, and Monday. But man, what's wrong with having more football? You know what I mean? The NFL, they have basically I was saying this the other day. Think about this. The NFL, we've had, you know, NBA and the NHL down the stretch and into the playoffs. We've had Major League Baseball starting up, right? We've had all this stuff. And you know what still dominates sports? For 3 months, people talking about guys who are going to be drafted, who might be good NFL players at the, you know what I mean? It's incredible. I mean, think about the cottage industry of people who are quote-unquote draft experts that flood the airwaves and flood the – every single day. I think it was Saturday. Is this true? I think it was Saturday. Or maybe it was Sunday. NHL playoffs on, NBA playoffs on, baseball all day long, right? The lead story on SportsCenter was about J.J. McCarthy jumping up the draft boards.
Right, for good reason. Well, that's the other thing. We have the draft happening right now.
That's what I mean. The NFL is like, no matter what, the NFL is king.
Nobody's talking NBA draft either. That's coming up in just a few short weeks.
And you want to know why?
Because nobody knows the players at the top.
Because nowadays, nobody knows. Back 25, 30 years ago, we knew all the players that were getting drafted.
Right.
Now, the first round will be, there'll be 10 to 12 international players, if not more. There'll be maybe actually a few more than that. There'll be 10, 11, one-and-done guys, a couple guys from the G League, and there might be one or two guys that, you know, are
Zach Edey.
Yeah, a couple guys that we actually have heard of.
Zach Edey's like a second-round pick in many mocks. He don't fit in today's NBA.
What?
He's not even a first-rounder? He does not fit in today's
NBA. Is that right, Paul?
He can't shoot.
Well,
are they mocking him in the second round?
Some are, yeah. It's going to be interesting with him because of what Austin said, and this is what I've had to try and explain to people about the, you know, Zach Edey 30 years ago would be a top-five pick.
Right.
But the NBA is so different now. Guys like that are almost useless.
He's a back to the basket guy.
He's 7'4", so that, you know, he'll have a job in the NBA for 15 or 16 years, right? He'll collect a paycheck. But only because he's 7'4". And he can guard, you know what I mean? He can guard some and get you some rebounds and this and that. But watch the NBA. I mean, Joe, you're a big NBA fan now. Guys like that are almost useless. We've become...
Well, if he can... What about the guy on the Knicks? He's a little more athletic, but he ain't shooting threes. I still think there's a place
there
for a seven-footer to block shots, and especially now that it's become dribble drive or three.
Right.
And that, therefore, there's a lot of room for the lob game. Want a guy to attack the rim. That's why this kid I see from Connecticut,
Klingon,
he doesn't shoot threes, does he? He's 7'2", 280.
But he moves well.
He moves better than Edey, for sure.
Yeah. So my
he's going ninth on
right,
this one.
That's what I'm saying. He moves well. And actually, I think one of the biggest things is, Joe, if I remember, you'll enjoy this. At the NBA draft, no, it was the NBA Finals. The NBA Finals. This would have been 1998. I was, you know, in one of the hospitality suites, and I was sitting there talking with a couple of people who were international coaches. And you remember what was the guy's name? The white guy from the Knicks that was a center from Yale, I think.
Chris Dudley.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
I was talking to them about the European game, and he was like, here's the thing. He said, all of you Americans, you know, you don't want to hear this, but the way the game is played in Europe, It'll be coming to America. I'm like, it's our game. He's like, he says, I'll give you an example. This Chris Dudley, who's playing all these minutes for the Knicks. Hey, if you send him over to us, we'd send him right back. And it's true. Those guys, those guys in the game, the way that it's played. Now, you're right about one thing. You know, one of the and I, not to get into analytics too much, but one of the new metrics that they use is that E field goal percentage, which is they want to try and get maximum. It's called effective field goal percentage. They want to get baskets at the rim or wide open threes.
Right.
So because now we're going to space you out and spread you out and try and get baskets at the rim, a guy like Edie could stand in there and block some shots and protect the rim. Like I said, he'll have a
and get some dunks.
He'll have a 15, 16-year career. There's no question. But because of the way that the game's played nowadays, I mean, they all want to find their Jokic, which there's only one of those. But you know what I mean? That's the kind of guy that they're looking for, or the Greek freak. That's the kind of big guy they're looking for nowadays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.